22nd, and this is a special meeting of the Winter Springs City Commission, which I am calling to order. Christian, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Charles Lacy.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Ted Johnson.
Here.
Commissioner Gene Hovey.
I guess I'm here.
Commissioner Kevin Cannon.
Here.
Commissioner Tiana Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Jeff Kendrick.
Here.
City Manager Sean Boyle. City Attorney Anthony A. Garganese.
Here.
We're all here.
Thank you. Please stand for a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. Please face our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioners, do you need more time to review the agenda? If not, may we adopt it?
No objection.
No objection. Stands adopted. We skip right through 100, 200. Public input. Does anyone from the public wish to address the commission? Seeing none, I'm going to close public input. Nothing on the consent agenda, nothing on the public hearings agenda. Regular agenda item 500, which is continued discussion of draft ordinance 2020-02 related to City Code Chapter 20. Am I looking to Christopher or to Commissioner Cannon to start this off, or to Anthony?
I think Anthony.
It's not first reading of ordinance, just a review of the text of the ordinance similar to last week.
Correct. Okay. Good evening, Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Christopher Schmidt, Community Development Director. What we have before you tonight is number 500. It's the draft ordinance 2020-02 to amend the City Code Chapter 20, Town Center District Code, and State Road 434 Corridor Overlay District. Essentially, the item before you, the draft, is the same draft that we brought before you last time. However, you gave me further instructions to bring back some additional details. So what I'd like to do for just clarifications, I'd like to go page by page and then highlight the items that I'll be changing. And then if you have any discussion on said items, we can stop and discuss.
And for context, is the next stop on this a first reading for the commission?
If I receive consensus, yes, that would be the next stop.
Okay. Go, Christopher.
Okay, let's start. Sorry. On page, I'm going to skip page two because page two ties into the back end of it. So if we can start with page three, we've got T5 urban center zone open and close parenthesis one description. We're striking through and building set close to the street. The reason we had that, we discussed that previously. There was no really discussion on that. We can go to page number four. So here we have the actual setbacks. So originally we had in the rear setback for the principal building setback, we had 3 feet from the rear property line. I was instructed to go back and look in how the fire code works and things of that nature. So after discussing it with fire and after looking at the setbacks of the current three or four projects that we had, the planning department and myself would be comfortable with a 15-foot rear setback from the rear property line.
So that would be changed to 15, correct?
That's correct. So it'd be it would be a strike through and it would change to 15 feet.
That makes sense.
So the next item is the side setback. So currently it was set to zero minimum with a 24 maximum. We originally had an underscore changing it from 3 feet to 100 feet. So we looked at the current projects that were approved and essentially the last three, Wendy's, Starbucks, Ocean Blue, they were all around a 5 to 5.5 foot setback. So we can have a discussion on it. So I'm comfortable with doing a 5 foot setback on the side yard or the side building setback. Currently it's an underscore, it's underline three. I would change that to three. Basically I changed it from 5 foot to 100 foot max.
So 5 foot minimum to 100 foot max.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so the next item was the frontage build out. I don't think we, had all the discussion on that. I think everybody was comfortable with it. We would be changing it from 80% to 20% minimum at the front setback, if you had any questions about that. And then to follow along the accessory building setbacks, right now we have the rear is set at 3 foot minimum. So we would change that to 15 feet to be in line with the principal buildings, which is, again, my recommendation of 15 feet. So it would be 3 feet right now. We change it to 15 feet from the rear property line. This is for accessory building setbacks. Mm-hmm. And then also for the side, currently have zero. We would actually be moving that to 5 feet, again, to mirror the principal building setback. Mm-hmm. And unless you have questions on that, I'd like to move to page number 5.
Go ahead.
So number 5, we've got the State Road 434 street edge. There was a lot of discussion on that. So after sitting down and looking over as many properties as I could within the last week, staff is recommending that we keep, whether it's residential or commercial, and Anthony, the city attorney, can help me with this, we'd like to keep it at 27-foot streetscape with a 6-foot minimum sidewalk within that 27 feet. Originally, we had talked of keeping it the same, then there was talk of 30 feet at one point. But staff, again, would be comfortable with 27 feet with a 6-foot sidewalk within there, minimum 6-foot sidewalk. So we'd have to we'd actually have to update that picture, which is difficult, but we can put a table in.
Okay. Just organizationally, are you going to keep the pictures and just try to make them accurate?
I'd like to update them and make them more table-oriented so you can actually search them, because the right now they're like PNGs or JPEGs, and you can't really search them, so people, when they're trying to find out what our code says, it's very difficult because you can't search a PNG. So, yes, we're going to try to update them as we go along. This one, obviously, in particular, because we're looking at 27 feet with a 6-foot minimum sidewalk, and whether it's residential or commercial. So unless there's any questions on that, I'd like to go to page number 6. And this references the graphic that I just talked about, and that was a new line. The graphic above for the State Road 434 street edge depicts the maximum width of required sidewalk and minimum green space. The minimum sidewalk width shall be, and that would change from 8 feet to 6 feet. In addition, in the event there's insufficient space between State Road 434 right-of-way to accommodate the required minimum sidewalk and green space between the curb and property line, the property owner shall be required to accommodate the required minimum sidewalk and green space or portion therefore on the property fronting State Road 434. So essentially what that means, if you had 15 feet of DOT right-of-way, you would need an additional 12 feet on your property to meet the streetscape requirement. And then if there's no questions on that, on page number 7, that's the building's height. This is an additional line we placed in under building height. Subject to the aesthetic review approval, buildings must have a building step back consisting of an architectural design element that is applied to an upper story or stories of the development. Typically, a step back requires that any portion of a building above a certain height is further pushed in towards the center of the property for purposes of reducing the scale of the building and enhancing the aesthetic character while exposing and emphasizing the ground level elements of a structure, increasing views of the surrounding areas, and increasing solar and wind to pass through. And then the next one.
Real quick, yep. At what story does that threshold start? Is it third, after the third story? Or do we have one?
We don't have one. Well, we talked about doing it at third.
That's what
Once you see it at third, then we'd have to have additional.
My note says greater than 3.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Then okay. Would
yeah, give them 3 back. Stories safe harbor, but 4.
The general idea was you went up to 3, and once you exceeded 3, 4 or 5, then you were doing the step back.
Okay, gotcha.
But where is that in the code, though? I don't see
it. It hasn't been changed yet.
Okay.
Those were notes from the previous meeting.
Gotcha.
That'll be in the final draft version that we'll bring before you all. Mm-hmm.
And again, to repeat my other question, when you say final draft, you mean first reading or another
iteration?
I'm sorry. Iteration?
Let me clarify, first reading.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so the next one on the same page number 7, is section 20-465 setbacks. That's just a strike through. It has been determined that 0 foot setbacks allows flexibility in site and building design, et cetera, eliminates suburban sprawl. Buildings are constructed to the property lines are encouraged. Obviously, that wouldn't be the case because that's why we're starting it.
Right.
It's never been the case.
And from page, and then we can go back. To chapter 20, again, section 20-324, in regards to building height. This is on page 2. And that's the additional language we would put in regarding step back, which I think was twice.
Chris, I do have a question on this, if I may. Mayor,
yes.
I don't want to jump in front of anyone else. So this is where, Anthony, I would like for there to be the specific provision that the step back is triggered if the building is more than 3 stories. And I don't necessarily think it should be written so that only the fourth story is stepped back, because if they're only going to put in a fourth story, it would look kind of silly to have just that top story stepped back. In other words, once you go above three, it triggers that aesthetic, you know, terracing or stepping that you've been describing, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we should make it, I don't think the language should say that only the fourth and fifth floor, because most of the time, I don't know if we've got any five-story buildings in this city. I think only four. But I just think that if you go above three, then this terracing effect comes into play, and then that's where you guys work on it with the developer.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I had previously said I would like to have that as a conditional use above three stories. Give them a three-story safe harbor, but if it goes above three, make it conditional or the equivalent, Anthony, of a conditional use. You see what I'm saying? Or something where an applicant can tell on the front end exactly what the code requires, because I think one of the gripes we heard is that applicants come in and then, you know, they're reading the code and then they feel like, and I'm going to say that's their perception, I'm not saying this is reality, but their perception was they come in and then the staff is kind of twisting their arm, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. So I would like it codified in 20-324 section 12. However you feel as our attorney is a fair way to codify it. But I think the trigger for that terracing should be, give them a three-story safe harbor, which I think is fair, and that's consistent with what we've got through most of the city. And then above three, if they go above three, then that triggers a terracing analysis and so forth. In language, Anthony, that you feel comfortable gives adequate guidance to the applicant, and is fair to the applicant, but also gives adequate guidance for staff, okay? In case somebody says, okay, well, we're just going to put the top two, we're going to move the top two floors in 2 inches. Well, that's not terracing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want you to have enough defendable.
You mentioned conditional use. Were you implying or stating that if it's greater than three stories, then they have to come in for conditional use for the higher height?
My concept was that if it's a building taller in height than three stories, that triggers a conditional use, which allows staff and the applicant to work together collaboratively to do the design. So I feel pretty strongly that should be triggered.
So combining.
Correct. And that's my thought, but you're the city's attorney. I think that's fair to the applicant. I like giving them a three-story safe harbor. I think it's fair to the city and to you and to the applicant, so that if that is triggered, and we've only had a couple of four-story buildings in the whole city, mm-hmm. but if it's triggered, mm-hmm. then we've got to have a provision so that the city and the staff have what they need to say, no, you're not going to call it a terrace by moving the top two walls in a foot. That's mm-hmm. not what we envision. I want you to have enough, and by making it a conditional use, then that comes to us.
Commissioner, isn't this consistent with what you said last week?
Yes, it is.
There's nothing new or different.
Nothing new on this. I mean, that's what I asked for last week. And I got the sense from the dais that was the consent of everybody.
Because there was consensus on that.
Right.
I just want to make sure you weren't introducing something new. It sounds like what we had all agreed to before.
I agree, because one of the problems that Commissioner Cannon just alluded mm-hmm. to was it was either allowable or not allowable, and there was no transparency or little transparency. So I agree. This opens up. This is the playing field. Give us a roadmap, and if it's anything past what's allowable, bring it to the commission.
Right, 100%. And that triggers the ability of staff to sit down with the applicant and the applicant to sit down with staff and say, okay, let's work collaboratively, coming up with a design and so forth. And I think that, I think that's the best way to do it. If you're okay with that, if everyone else is, I would encourage that.
I agree.
And then the only other question that I had, and Chris, you went through it quick, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but
no, that's good.
I think it was on the. Can you pull up an aerial of the Blake Apartments, or an aerial of the? See, Anthony, on talking about the steps, this chart on page 4 for the building height. There's a little asterisk there, but you know, maybe cross-reference that other section 20-234 on the building height or something, you know, reference that. But the side setback of 5 feet, So look, let's look at the Blake, for example, as it's been built, and then across the street, similarly, I think is going to be the Dreamfinders townhomes. So zoom right in on Blake Boulevard, if you would. The concept of the town center plan, as we learned and as our city attorney well educated us on Friday, the starting point was always the thoroughfare index and the thoroughfare guides, which unfortunately have not been followed pretty much at all throughout the entire development. So the concept was to have way bigger boulevard type thoroughfares with the landscaping and the trees and everything, but that's never, for whatever reason, historically, that's not how things have been built out. So what we're doing by modifying the setbacks is accomplishing essentially the same thing. And I do agree with 27 feet versus 30, because 27 feet is what was in the code anyway. So that's a fair approach. You know, there's nothing gained or lost. But Ed, just, yeah, good, don't look at me because I don't hit you with the laser. Can you zoom in real close on this? And are you sure 5 feet is going to be adequate on the side? So here's a good example right here. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is you've got the on-street parking. Well, that's not green space. That's not what was, so that's probably 8 feet of asphalt, right, with a cement curb and a cement curb. Mm-hmm. So where's their property line, and is that going to work? That's all I want. If you're satisfied 5 feet, if you and Sean and Anthony are satisfied 5 feet works, so that's good. I mean, I don't want to make it overly burdensome, but my concern is that if you've got 5 feet to work with, and if you've got an asphalt on-street parking, which is encouraged in this area, are you going to be able to plant decent trees in there? That's my concern. Because if you plant a tree 5 feet from the side wall of the building, you're going to have a problem. Yeah, pretty much you're going to have a problem. You're going to be planting at probably at best palms. So this is the only reason why I'm bringing that question up. Because you won't be planting trees, you'll end up, as one of our residents coined the phrase, stick trees, okay? Which I think we heard from plenty of the residents, they're tired of the stick trees. They want a real tree. And I know even applicants, I know even property owners suggested to us, start planting trees, you know, which we've done. So that's my question to you. Are you sure 5 is going to be enough?
So we've got two things going on here. We've got the thoroughfare standards, which we sort of touched on. So again, we were talking building setbacks. I anticipate that we would be going into the thoroughfare standards and looking to evaluate to ensure that we could get canopy trees. In other words, you could, and this is me just tinkering with the code off the fly, but I thought about it in great detail in the last 2 weeks. If you sat there and had a 5-foot setback on the building, but then you had a requirement of the thoroughfare to provide, say, a 10-foot landscape space for a tree,
now you've got 15 feet. That's more doable, probably.
That's more doable. The problem is right where it is now, where Ed has the, that's a Google view, but the property line is maybe 2 or 3 feet off the building. I'm on the property appraise.
Right.
But you have, the sidewalk itself is huge there. That's the first thing. So if they had, again, a 6-foot sidewalk, that would have given them another 4 feet. They could have squeezed in possibly more canopy trees. But again, if while we're looking at the thoroughfare standards, we could look to ensure that you have a canopy requirement.
I just don't want you to limit yourselves, because obviously if you don't have enough, it's not fair to have to require them to plant trees and then have the trees banging into the windows or banging into the side of the building and causing damage. We don't want that, okay?
Correct.
So, and tree selection, we also want more than just palms. We want a selection of trees. At least this is what I've heard. And I think the survey data bore that out as well.
Yeah, correct. And palm trees are more ornamental.
They're not canopy trees. Correct. They're not a nesting habitat. So that was my only question on the 5 feet. If you feel you can handle it through the thoroughfare aspects, I'm fine with the 5 feet. If you've got any reservations on that. And then on the minimum sidewalk setback of 6 feet, let's say somebody comes in and says, we don't want to plant grass, so we're just going to make an 8 or 10 foot wide sidewalk. If it doesn't give them enough green space, I don't like the term minimum 6 feet. I think we ought to specify a 6-foot sidewalk.
Okay.
And that way, if they want to go wider, they have to justify with a waiver why we need to go wider. And by them going wider, is that at the expense of green space?
Correct. Well, we would balance that out, correct.
Yeah, so I'm thinking 6-foot sidewalk, not minimum 6-foot, just call it 6-foot.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the rest of the feelings of the dais are, but somebody might come in and say, rather than plant trees, we'll just make it a 10-foot wide sidewalk. And then that kind of defeats the purpose of what we're trying to do. And that also, by the way, defeats the purpose of the existing town center code, which called for 6-foot sidewalks or 8-foot, you know, so.
As long as they had the ability to get a variance. And
right.
To your point on you know, the canopy, some roads, the thoroughfares, especially on these side streets, are not going to be conducive. They actually might be conducive more to ornamental. But we're going to try to make sure our canopy is everywhere else. I mean, it's just not everything is conducive to it.
Commissioner Hovey?
But if we say 6-foot minimum, that means it has to be 6-foot. And if they say, well, they're going to put 10-foot and no trees, that would come before Chris and his department for them to say, no, you have to plant the trees.
Would it trigger, though?
See, that's, and this was a point I remember, if I'm at, you know, we're just having a free discussion. Is that okay?
Yeah.
This was a point
if I
that,
say no, are you going to? I just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, that's
no,
good.
Go
and
ahead.
And you know what? That's a point that Deputy Mayor Johnson brought up last time about minimum of 10-foot green space. So if we say 6-foot, if we say a 6-foot sidewalk, then by default, the rest of it is green space, right?
Correct.
So that was my, after I thought some more after the last meeting with what Deputy Mayor Johnson said, it made more sense. Like, let's go with 6. And again, there's always the waiver or variance option mm-hmm. to the, if they need to for whatever reason with specific design, but mm-hmm. rather than say minimum, just say 6-foot sidewalk.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be my
that.
Preference, everybody, and that
but.
More assures that we have, I think,
somebody's saying,
Commissioner
Hale.
Commissioner Hale.
I think she agrees.
Did you say you agree, Commissioner Hale?
I do. I think it would help with the uniformity and consistency, too.
Yeah. So that was the only other thing that.
So is there agreement on just flat out 6-foot?
Yeah, 6 feet.
Right.
No.
No.
But it's 4-1, so.
Tell us your, no, but like share your ideas. Like what, we're not, nobody's trying to.
Nope, it's okay. It's 4-1, it doesn't matter. So if we take the time to take a vote, it's 4-1, so make it 6-foot.
You might convince us otherwise.
I doubt that very much, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, that would be 6, and then that gives them the latitude if they need to move it wider or whatever. That was all I had, Mayor.
Do we need to put that, do we need to codify that in there with a conditional use, or does it come under the umbrella of the green space code?
It would come under the thoroughfare, correct.
Thoroughfare, okay,
yeah.
So it's, all right, good, just make sure.
So it would just be 6-foot sidewalk and 27 feet for the rest of it?
Correct.
Okay. That would be.
We're back to you, Christopher.
That was the last item I really had to discuss, unless there's any further discussion about this related item or anything that touched on this item. Keep in mind, I'll be talking thoroughfares, I'm suspecting, next.
So, you know, my job is to ask you if you've got everything you need. Are you ready to bring back first reading?
Yes.
I make a motion we move it to first reading with
second.
The revisions.
I don't think we need a motion. I mean,
we
it's a normal course of business for the staff just to present us with a first reading.
Okay. That's what I think that's the consent of everybody.
So
up
we'll,
here.
We'll see it for a first reading. We'll get to hear Anthony read it by title. If we get a motion to read by title only.
I think you should read the whole thing.
I've been waiting for that to come up before you leave, Gene.
This would be a good time to have video coverage of the commission meeting that would pick up our esteemed city attorney's look on his face. When
So are we done with item 500?
I think so.
Commission?
I am.
I think so.
Okay. Christopher, Sean?
Thank you.
Okay. Public input. Next up and nearly last on the agenda is public input. Does anyone from the public wish to address the commission on topics of general interest? Seeing none, I'm going to close public input. That takes us to adjournment. Anything standing between us and adjournment, commissioners? No matter. Thank you, Commissioner Hale. Hope you get better. With that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.